USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA on Tuesday recommended a pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, citing cases of a rare blood clot disorder that six women developed within 2 weeks of receiving the shot. Nearly 7 million shots have been administered so far to Americans. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said she expects the pause only to last a matter of days. Communities across the nation marched and mourned for a third consecutive night Tuesday in memory of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man who was fatally shot by police after a traffic stop over the weekend. Police were arresting Dante for an armed robbery warrant when a struggle ensued. 60 people were arrested in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Tuesday night. Subway is America's largest fast food chain by the number of locations, but the chain closed more locations than any other rival last year, and rumors of a troubled operation and an impending sale are taking shape. The chain also reduced its staff by 500 employees at the company's headquarters in Milford, Connecticut, USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The long arm of the law reaches back 25 years to make an arrest. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father Raul was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996.
President Biden's pro-migration policy is so unpopular that it's flipping multiple congressional swing districts towards GOP candidates, according to two 1,200-person polls funded by the Heritage Foundation. The polls also showed that 77% of independents agreed that it's unfair for illegal immigrants to get social services ahead of American citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is expecting American taxpayers to pay foreign countries to curb the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Biden in late March tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the U.S. efforts with Mexico and Central America to address the number of migrants heading north. So far, nothing has been done to curb the crisis. Hank Newsom, the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation in how the global network spends its money after BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors spent $3.2 million on homes in predominantly white neighborhoods. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bright.